Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? So, we're talking about Teslas. We're talking about driverless vehicles. You know, they're working on the truck, too. And an over-the-road truck, an 18-wheeler, is limited to 80,000 pounds. 80,000 pounds. Now, what can you put in a truck? Well, I think you need to think about what you could put in a truck. Let me back up just a little bit. So how many people can a Tesla car carry? Five. Let's say each one of those weighed on the average of 200 pounds. 200 pounds times five, because you don't need a driver, right? It's 1,000 pounds. Now, that could be 1,000 pounds of protoplasm. Could be 1,000 pounds of gasoline. It could be 1,000 pounds of toxic, noxious gases. It could be 1,000 pounds of things that go bang. It could be 1,000 pounds of anything. I am absolutely, positively not recommending that anyone do this. I am just trying to get the message clear to you that when you see these parasites masquerading as alleged representatives, these bribe takers, that you need to corner them, or forget the corner, expose them in public and say, what's the matter with you? Don't you know? Didn't you think about this? Didn't you realize that these things could be weapons of terror? With remote control devices, these could be kamikazes without the pilots? What's the matter with you? Ban them right now. Elon Musk is dangerous. He wants to put thousands of satellites in space, beaming millimeter waves all around the planet, so that you can download a movie faster. Really? Really? I'm livid. Absolutely livid. And Rick mentioned boycotting ABC. Well, don't stop there. Let's add AT&T to it. Why? Because AT&T was selling unlimited everything. Voice, data. But they weren't delivering it. They sold something that they did not deliver. Look it up. So, am I boycotting ABC? Of course. Have I been? Of course. AT&T? Of course. I try to buy nothing from those organizations. Nothing. I try to buy nothing brand new anyway. For many reasons. One, I don't want them to have the revenue from me. I would never buy a new car. Why? Because I don't want them to have the revenue. If the car's already out there, someone already paid the tax on it, and the other tax, and the other tax, and the other tax, then I might consider buying that vehicle if I can get it for less than the sales tax that the original owner paid for it. Then I would consider buying it. Yes, we need to boycott. Yes, we need to make our voices heard. And that's one of the reasons why we do what we do here at USA Prepares. I noticed that Steve Elkins had called in and he dropped off, but Steve, if you'd like to call back, please do. Please do. Rick, any comments on that?
No, but I, yes, of course, I apologize for my tirade. I am I guess I'm just getting old. I don't want to do this, but the more I see, the worse it is.
I've taken the opposite approach, Rick. The more I see, the more I want to do it. The more the trolls beat me up, the more I want to come out swinging. The more the state comes after me, the more I want to expose them.
That isn't what I meant. I mean, just, I don't like to drive in town anymore because of the way the Gen X's drive. And when I say that, I mean, they're rude. They think they're, you know, proving something on how cool they are by getting in front of you because they cut you off. What?
All right. I'm gonna move forward to a topic that I was gonna talk about tomorrow.
Sure.
And this angers me so much. Steve Elkins, please stay with us. Tell you what, let me put him on the air right now. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, you guys.
I'm gonna tell a story. I told you the story off the air, Steve Elkins, but I want the class to hear this. I was gonna tell it tomorrow, but I've got some other stories for tomorrow as well. So I think about the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, the Maseratis, all of these magnificent pieces of art and machinery combined. And I think about how expensive they are. And I think about the guys in the factory and the gals in the factory who are engineering, designing, crafting these vehicles. And they sell them for $200, $300, $500, $1 million a piece. And you know, 500,000 million or more, and I think about the guy at the Ford commercial in the lab coat many years ago, and you know, where our quality is job one, and he'd be the guy in the lab coat on the TV commercial would be polishing the Ford emblem on the hood of the car. Okay, so these guys work and gals work on the just trying to get this thing perfect, and they ship it out. And then some Hollyweird type or some ball player with, these are people with more money than brains, get in it, race around and crash it into a tree. And how heartbreaking that must be to the people who work so hard to make this perfect for this person who never deserved it in the first place. To ruin it because of greed, carelessness, recklessness. All right. So I'm going to tell you a story that comes right to home relating to that. So keep that in the background while you hear the rest of the story. So our son was working on this red pickup truck. It was a Chevy. And it belonged to a farmer, a senior farmer, and had some problems. And our son fixed this, and I helped him. And we made this thing right. We went through all kinds of effort, time, extra effort to make it right. And didn't charge anywhere near what it should have been. This is my son's business. And I go and I look at his work and I want to make sure it's perfect. It's perfect. And the truck leaves. Everything's good. Another truck comes in. A silver truck. And it had some problems. Needed a new radiator. Needed a new, we'll call it a false water pump. These Asian vehicles have them. They look like a water pump, but they're not. It's a shaft with a bearing and a pulley on it. And all kinds of service work done on it. A lot of effort went into it. Left here perfect. So a couple weeks go by. Everybody's delighted. And the red truck is coming down the hill. There is frost that morning. And this red truck is piloted, this four-wheel drive red truck is piloted by a millennial who did not clean the windshield. Flying down the hill, crashes right into the rear of the silver truck and totals them both. Literally totals them both. And the owner of the silver truck was heartbroken. He's just driving along, and some jerk crashes into the rear of him. And he happened to stop over here this morning for breakfast just before I went on the air. And I said, I'm furious about what happened to your truck. He said, he's heartbroken. He said, but, you know, everybody says he's such a nice kid. And I said, no, he's not. He's not a nice kid. Because a nice person would have paid attention. A nice person would have cleaned the windshield. A nice person would have been concerned about the animals in the road, of which they are so many carcasses of all these dead animals from all these stupid, careless GDP. I can't stand it, but I can't fix it. Because there are too many of them to get the message across, and they wouldn't listen to me anyway. They're so stupid, they won't even lower their electric bill. That's what we're facing. And that's just one small story. These millennials are everywhere. They've infected our lives. They work at Walmart. They work at Home Depot. They work at Lowe's. They work at Sam's Club. They can't even get eyeglass orders right. And I'll tell you that story tomorrow. They can't even open a box of a case of items at Walmart and not destroy the contents. They don't know how to do it. And we allow it. And we allow it. We are not marching into our schools and figuratively grabbing the superintendent or the principals by the collars and saying, "What's wrong with you? Get rid of this nonsense that you're teaching. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, that's where we need to be. History, science, forget this feel-good, nice, homo stuff. Because if you don't, we're coming to your house." But we don't do that. We don't do that. But we did in Virginia. When we didn't like what the government was doing in Virginia, when those local government types were selling us out by trying to put a prison in our village, or a dump on top of our aquifer, we showed up at their houses. We pointed them out in church. We pointed them out in the supermarket, and we pointed and pointed and pointed and pointed, and we stopped in front of their houses, and we pointed at their front door. They were terrified, because there are more of us than there are of them. But unfortunately, we can't seem to do much more than move our thumbs across the screen today. Steve Elkins, your comments?
Yeah, we share the same stories. I told you my story a couple days ago. I think I understand why the government is now investing so much money into facial recognition that a person taking your order in a restaurant, a fast food, could not remember my face with the name, and she took the order. And, of course, she walked around and calling me Jack. "Are you Jack? Are you Jack with your order?" I said, "As you said, you don't know Jack." And she certainly didn't know Jack. And it all quite fit well because she had, I won't say blue hair, it was that snow cone color that she had as a kid. It was dumped on your ice, kind of a funny looking blue, but it was more like the snow cone color blue. But, you know, this is amazing. There's a lot of people filling positions. They're just simply bodies. They're not really much of use. They're just a body to stand there. And I watched her for a while, this one woman who didn't know my name after taking the order and having to bring the food out, and she going up to every person, every male there to see if that was Jack. Well, Jack was over there, and Jack was quite a bit bigger than me. Jack was about 300 pounds, and I'm about 185. So the facial recognition, the name, she couldn't recall anything, and I'm like, "You're just a body." My wife and I looked at each other and said, "Isn't this sad? This generation is sad."
It's worse than
sad. I got something else to add about your comment Rick made about the news.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Steve Elkins, broadcaster and instructor, and David in Illinois is on hold, another instructor. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I hope I am communicating the message properly. That these driverless vehicles are beyond dangerous, absolutely beyond dangerous, and they need to be stopped. And 5G needs to be stopped. And it's up to you to stop it. Steve, any more comments?
Yeah, I wanted to mention real quick, because Rick was talking about the news and how poor the news is, and we really do have the worst news services out there. And we're just now finding out about this Project Veritas, which I assumed it was always there. And as you notice that the mainstream media squashed the Epstein story because of big names, prominent names that came up on the list, one being Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, of course, and some British royalty on there, and they can't have that. The media is very good at protecting the scum of this earth, the criminal element, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, John Conyers, Elijah Cummings. They're very good at protecting the scoundrels. And I've noticed actually they've actually tried to demonize these nine victims, saying they're from a cult family in Mexico that were recently just slaughtered in Mexico here. They were actually part of the reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints, not Mormon Church, but the latter reorganized church. But I mean, how low can they go, these people? It's amazing that they'll protect the scoundrel, the scum, and drag other good people's names through the mud. But here's a little instance. It just came in the news the other day here in Central Florida, a place called Lake County. The library board evidently has some courage and some, as Mike Rivera would say, gonadal tissue. to put their foot down and say that they will not subscribe to the New York Times or the digital version of the New York Times because they deem it as fake news. Donald Trump calls it fake news, and they call it fake news also, and I do too. And it's nice that somebody actually had the guts on a board. Usually they always cave in on a board. Now, somebody always says, well, we got to do this because we just need to do it, political correctness or whatever. But somebody has decided, or an accumulation of people have decided, this is fake news. They are lousy at their service of informing people of the truth, the facts. Therefore, we will not put their digital copy or paper copy in our library. And I commend them highly for doing so.
They used to have a slogan on the masthead, all the news that's fit to print. Now it's all the news that fits, we print.
Yeah, Puck.
Steve, thanks, thanks for calling in.
You got it. Thanks, man. Bye.
David.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it's a little hot in the studio.
Yeah. Well, I see your I get frustrated about that, especially the one about the people and all the roadkill. You know, I was out with, I carpooled with this one couple, and they had their kid with them. Now, there was a big deer that went in the road. I could see it. This guy was going to hit it just because he said, by tomorrow, I have a new car. I'm like, he didn't care about his kid, you know. It wasn't that easy to get a car back in the day. You know, you didn't have one, you know, at your beck and call once the other one's destroyed. I don't think they really, I think that kind of, you know, encouraged this type of behavior on the road. But what I was going to say about those remote control cars, they already had, I seen a movie out a few years ago where that's exactly what happened with a car that they rigged remote control, took out a whole police station. And I often, my belief about this, some of these movies that are out is they kind of help us, I'm trying to think how to explain it, you know, realize that this may happen, to accept it when it does start to happen, you know?
It's about the mind's eye. That's what, you know, once you see it visually in your mind's eye, that is what makes it real. Not physics, it's the mind's eye. And that's why visually seeing movies, prepping you for what could be happening next with aliens, AIs, the law enforcement, you know, Blacklist is a very interesting series on Netflix, and to realize that Designated Survivor is literally what's happening in Washington, I'm fed up with it, and there's not much I can do as an individual. I could try to vote, they gerrymander it. In Oregon, we have Portland, and we have the rest of the state of Oregon, kind of like Chicago and the state of Illinois. It's different.
We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting that it's just not true. A new report in the Washington Post that claims he asked Attorney General William Barr to publicly state that the president broke no laws in his phone call last July with the Ukrainian president. The Post says that the president wanted Barr to hold a news conference to clear his name, but that Barr said he wouldn't do it. The Kincaid fire that tore through Northern California for the past 2 weeks is finally fully contained. That fire in Sonoma County has scorched over 80,000 acres and it's destroyed about 200 structures. Funerals for the 9 Americans killed in a massacre south of the border in Sonora, Mexico, begin today and will continue this week. However, the man that Mexican authorities had arrested in connection with the brutal murders of those 9 Americans is no longer considered a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard Allen at Miller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. David, anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, he brought up about Epstein. Now, if you recall, back in July when I was on your show, I told you that man will never serve trial. He'll never get to trial. Whether he's, yes, I'm more of a believer he's alive, but I told you he'd never make a trial.
I don't think he's alive. I think he was too much of a liability. I think he was a tool, and I really believe he was a liability. And just like Timothy McVeigh, I think they said to him, "Hey, listen, we need to catch somebody, but you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, there won't be any charges. Oh, yeah, we got charges. It's going to be okay because we're going to get you out of it." And then he's found guilty, and it's okay. We're going to get you out the back door of the prison. They go, "Ah, shoot, death penalty. Here's what we'll do. We're going to fake it. So we'll lie you down in the injection table, and we're going to give you some saline. You have to act like the death rattle. You have to act like here's how you do it, and everything's going to be fine." And then they give him the real injection. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, well, I promised Dee I wouldn't discuss the McVeigh thing, so that's off limits for me. But the reason I think Epstein's more alive, first of all, everything that happened there was too coincidental, but the judge ruled on his assets right away and told those people, no, he ended that court case right away. Well, if the guy's gone, what's the, you know, use? But he's the kind of arrogant guy that would not want, even if they faked his death or whatever, he would want to take that. I can't see him being that kind of guy that would, you know, hide out in somebody's shed, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, that's sure. Why I think he probably is. That I think he is. I'm not 100% sure and certain that he still is, but...
But he is alive?
Yeah. I'm not 100% certain, but the money aspect and, you know, dropping all those cases so quickly, you know, he got that money, he manipulated to get those resources. He wasn't going to let somebody take that, you know. So that's my main reason. Plus, there's too many things that went wrong, you know, over that situation, especially the two guards falling asleep. You get appointed somewhere that day, you mean you're going to all both just crash at the same time while you're on duty? You know?
No.
But
no, I really think he was murdered only because they just couldn't let him live. He knew too much about too many people. They just could not let him live.
Oh, I agree.
If you want, for your own education, just type in Clinton, as in Little Willie, and type in comma, the character comma, and then type in death, or deaths, D-E-A-T-H-S. See what happens. See how many people died around Little Willie. Anything else, David?
Yeah, I hope you don't get a little irritated. I started listening to some of the other shows you're on and trying to call into them. And, you know,
sure. Why would I get irritated?
Well, why would I get? I trust you and I trust your show. And I started listening to them because, you've been on their shows. So, you know, it's a loyalty thing for me.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm loyal to you as well. I consider you a dear friend. Even though we've never met, and I'm very serious about that, and I've said some of the best friends I've made are people I've never met. It includes Kyle and Sharon and Gwyneth and Miles. They're people I've Werner Bach. There are a number of people I've never met.
Somebody actually called me a couple weekends ago and they started quizzing me about the Gacy situation. They wanted to know what houses were in the area. And apparently to them, we may have been right in the back of his house where he was pouring the concrete. You know, I told them. So, yeah. But I do appreciate your show. Just letting you know that. And I love it doing lately, you guys.
One quick question for you, David. I don't know how to ask this to the class because there's no way of contacting me, you know, for the most part, for most people who are in class. If you know me already, then you know how to do it. Otherwise, I don't have any contact information publicly available. But I've been doing some broadcasts about things that are, you know, I've written down for a book I probably will never publish. But what do you think about that kind of broadcast? Do you think that I should continue that or jump ship on that, abandon it?
No, I think you should keep doing it. It's because I knew some of the stuff that you're talking about, but there's a lot that I didn't even think of, wasn't aware of it at all. So, yeah,
okay.
Like the oil for the generator. You know, I would ask people about oil and just use this, you know. So, yeah, I was wondering what better oil to use for, generator and lawn equipment. And so now trying to purchase that in my area because nobody seems to be smart enough to know where it's at is another story. I think I'm going to have to order it.
All right, guy. Hey, thanks. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. All right, bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's David in Illinois. David. Okay, Rick, here's something that I was hoping we'd get a chance to talk about. So the United States Air Force has announced a plan to deliver power to military bases in remote locations that don't seem to have stable power sources. So what they've done is contracted with a corporation, Northrop, and this is a $100 million partnership between the defense contractor Northrop Grumman and the Air Force Research Laboratory to develop a system of satellites and with solar panels to harvest solar energy while in orbit around the Earth and then transmit via radio waves that energy. These solar panels will cover about 10,000 square meters. So to put that in perspective to our radio class, that's about 2.5 acres. Another way of looking at that, it's about 2 football fields of solar panels. And they are going to convert that, probably at the satellite, to radio waves and transmit that, beam that down to Earth. Now, I'm thinking about what would a lens look like, a magnifying glass lens. We all used to burn leaves with magnifying glasses, right? Didn't you do that class? Take a magnifying glass on a nice, bright, sunny day, burn holes in leaves, maybe even put your finger under there for a second until you realize how hot it was, and you scorched your finger, and I don't recommend anybody do that, but, you know, we tried it. So now we're looking at 2 football fields of energy gathering solar panels, conversion technology to convert that to radio waves, and beaming that down. Beaming that down. So think of that lens, that magnifying glass, 2 football fields in size or 2.5 acres in size. Rick, any concern?
Well, yeah, that's a Star Wars weapon. I mean, imagine being able to beam anything from space with that kind of power onto a house that you just happen to think is full of criminals.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
out of the gate. I mean, what we have here is an off-the-grid controlled device that, as the grid collapses, we're still existing, and we have a weapon in space to beam anything we want to, anywhere we want to, to eliminate anything we want.
Anything that flies, anything that flies through that beam will be destroyed.
Well, they have that James Bond. You know, that's the latest James Bond movie, you know, with that general, Korean general. Now, look, this is, everything is a weapon first. Everything. Every.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I'm looking out the studio window, and in the front yard, and I see our cows, bumping up against the house. And they're so peaceful, but if they walked in the path of this beam, they'd be cooked. The birds flying through it, a flock of birds will be cooked. Bees, anything in the path of this device beaming down will be cooked. And because this is designed to beam energy to remote locations, that means it's steerable. That means it's pointable. That means it's focusable. That means it can be sent anywhere they want to send it.
Yeah, just as a weapon, right out of the gate. It's not about power. It's about power.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about fires, oh, listen, we could set, you know, the town on fire. We could set the county on fire.
Oh, look, they are setting the forest on fire. Imagine that.
And I was thinking about what you said about aluminum oxide and how we are being dusted with aluminum oxide. So the way I see it, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, is that our IQs are being coated with aluminum oxide. Actually, our IQs are so thickly coated with aluminum oxide that so many people can't seem to even find their IQ, because they're buried in aluminum oxide. We've got
causes Alzheimer's. Imagine that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can say GDP equals Alzheimer's. Rick, tomorrow I'm going to talk about eyeglasses. I have been trying to buy a pair of eyeglasses for months. Months. I just got the call from the Chinese factory outlet. They've made, between Sam's Club and the Chinese factory outlet, they have made 6 unacceptable pairs of glasses for me. 6. In a row. Nobody can get it right. And I'll go into the details on that story tomorrow. Unbelievable. We are surrounded by incompetence. We are surrounded by neglect. We are surrounded by me first. We are surrounded by greed.
We're surrounded by millennials and Gen X's. We're surrounded, period. It's creepy.
And I think they're kind of smiling, saying, y'all better knock it off on account of we're going to be pushing your wheelchairs.
Yeah. There's
I'm
a
very concerned.
Series on Netflix called Daybreak. You want to have some fun? Watch that one for Walking Dead.
I just wrote it down. Daybreak. Okay, here's the next one. So we talked about the satellite with the solar panels and the conversion technology to beam radio waves down. Well, the U.S. Army is going to test a 50-kilowatt laser weapon. 50 kilowatts. 50 kilowatt. That's 50,000 watts. It's a laser. And what can you do with a 50-kilowatt laser? Oh, you can incinerate a drone, a helicopter, a plane, and a missile. How fast? How fast does this go? Speed of light. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, just let me put this in perspective for you. If you were to discharge a 45 ACP cartridge, the bullet, the projectile, would travel around 835 feet per second. If you were to discharge a cartridge from an AR-15, 223, it would fly at about 3,000 feet per second. Now, it depends on the bullet weight, and it depends on how far from the muzzle you're measuring the speed. But these are rough numbers. So 45 ACP, 835 feet per second. 223, about 3,000 feet per second. Now, this new, really cool Army laser, this 50-kilowatt laser, will fire a beam at 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of light. Rick, what do you think about that? Is that cool or what?
Yeah, there it goes. Just like another, I don't know, man. I'm ready to leave.
I mean, there's a lot of cool things you can do with this. You could aim it at a satellite, bang. I mean, vaporize.
You can do a lot of things at it. With, you know, that's the problem. Accountability. And who's moral codes of ethics, rules of conduct, the behavior. It's absolutely a scary universe now to realize the kinds of people that are in charge of that button.
I wrote several one-sentence bill proposals for consideration in the corrupt state of Missouri, and all of the bills that I proposed on the air were one sentence, and I said that anything longer than one sentence is too much and too complicated. So just one sentence. All bills The one bill was all bills shall be one sentence, okay? Nothing longer than one sentence. So one of my one-sentence bill proposals, and I'm paraphrasing, because I don't remember exactly, I don't have it in front of me, was that any weapon that a government can have, we, the people, should have, if we want, okay? So I'm thinking, what would they say? Well, and here's what they said, things like, you want a machine gun? Well, I don't know. But I want the right to have one. You want a bazooka? Well, I don't know, but I want the right to have one. And now it would be, so Vin, are you telling me that you want a 50 kilowatt laser? Well, I don't know, but I might. I might, depending on what they use theirs for. You can take down a helicopter, a plane, missiles. There's no missile that can fly at 186,000 miles per second. The only thing that can go as fast as that is light. Period. Rick, help me with the physics on this. Is that right? I believe that's right. There's nothing that goes, that we know of, that goes faster than the speed of light. Nothing we can build goes faster than the speed of light.
Well, we have tachyons that are supposedly a reversed reflection, like life is to death, that move faster than the speed of light and slow down to the speed of light. But, yes, that's correct.
We can't make that. We can't make anything going faster than the speed of light. And the only thing probably that's even faster than that would be the speed of gravity, right?
Well, they're tunneling. They're in all systems, there are assumed truths. And what you're saying is assumption that there's nothing that can go faster than the speed of light. That's the same kind of statement as saying the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Why?
Well,
because time and space are not real. They are constructs in the way a human being tries to organize his understanding of the universe. But time is not real. It is a duration of consciousness. That is the way it has been stated throughout history. It's not real. It's experienced differently by each of us. And space is the shortest distance between two points, a straight line, or is space curved? And we now are using sciences that, you know, assume that space is curved, i.e. we have event horizons, precursor waves, and tunneling in solid-state physics. Now, what is space? It isn't real. Now they're suggesting that the universe is not curved. It basically bends back on itself, and you repeat itself. That's yesterday's physics. Right out of yesterday news physics, this is what we believe today. Now, what's real? None of it is real. It is our limited ability to look at a fence, say that fence is brown, and make the assumption that the other side of the fence that we can't see is also brown.
Well, no, it can't be brown. It's got to be covered with aluminum oxide.
Well, then there it is. And when you realize that nothing has been told to the public about what chemtrails are and what they are not and who's doing it and why, you have to wonder what's going on here.
Hey, Rick, we're out of time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.